Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Ask people what's the best thing that ever happened to them, and you'll get a variety of answers. Some will say their significant other or family. To some, it's good fortune or good opportunity. Some will rejoice at winning the battle against a deadly disease. Every story is important, but one other best stands above all: our relationship with Christ Jesus. By living for Him, our lives are better, both here and now, and for eternity.
Yeah!
The Me Too movement has drawn our attention to sexual immorality, but it's nothing new. Two of the most well-known men in the Bible became victims of their own lust. Samson, whose desire for Delilah cost him not only his strength, but his life. And David, who as a child took down the mighty Goliath, but as a man could not overcome his temptation for Bathsheba and was driven to order the murder of her husband. Fortunately for them and for us, there is a God who forgives sins as we confess and repent. Following his evil deed and the loss of his throne, David writes, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love and great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you." When we go astray, we too have a merciful God who upon our contrition gives us the ability to overcome evil temptation and to set an example for others. Praise the Lord, or in a word, hallelujah.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. She broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah.
America's ever-escalating divorce rate is nearly twice that of many other nations, with one demographic reaching nearly 40%. The key to celebrating that 50th wedding anniversary, aside from living that long, is a matter of faithfully focusing on the satisfaction and expectations of our spouse. In other words, total commitment to each other's happiness.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything. To fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her, built your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
On the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Take one fresh and tender kiss,
the memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss,
the memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories made of this,
the memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bell, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor with his blessings from above. Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
One man, one wife, one love through life. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Memories are made of this.
There is this virus, a toxic disease, not limited to any geographic location, to any climate, race, sex, or age. It's everywhere, unstoppable, and no one is immune to its attack at any time. The death rate is 100%. The virus which has infected all of mankind is called sin, and the only antidote is the grace of God in the person of Jesus Christ. As long as we live, we are the target of this insidious disease, but as we claim Christ as Savior, we are infused with God's forgiveness and the promise of life eternal in heaven. We are sinners saved by grace.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner, saved by grace.
Just a sinner, saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place.
Yeah.
As the coronavirus struck a devastating blow to this world, James Corden describes it as one of the strangest and scariest moments in all of our lives, calling it a strange and terrifying time. But, he says, as much as we are apart, we are unified together.
In the time since I've moved to America, it's really felt like the world and America has felt so divided at times. There's been so much divisiveness. And in many ways, in the most unique way, this virus has brought us all together. It's united us in something. This virus has shown that we are all equal. We are all simply human. This virus doesn't discriminate in any way. It has reminded us how our behavior can affect other people. It's reminded us that we need to look out for our neighbors. It's reminded me of the importance of my friends and my family and how much I need them. It's reminded me, if I'm honest, to live life with a bit more urgency. And the best thing we can all do is kind of try and breathe through that and try and put our minds in a positive place and think, what can I do to help someone else who might be feeling like this? Reaching out to somebody else who you think might be struggling too is pretty much the best thing we can all do. We are all in this together. When this is all over and said and done, that we all need to make the most of every single day.
Yes, wishing you the bluest sky and hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of chorus has to follow on.
In uncertain times, one certainty remains: the resilience of the human spirit, the determination of God's people. Faced with a crisis, His indomitable spirit takes hold of us, and we unite with a common goal to heal. In an uncommon way, people the world over, who often don't see eye to eye, suddenly see an opportunity to overcome a common enemy. May the rain of human kindness shower those in need, as we become the caring people God created us to be.
Tin can at my feet, I think. think I'll kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Bright before me the signs of glory. Help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing. And I think it's gonna rain today. Get down the street, that's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me. Help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing. And
in times of despair, when hope seems far away, we can feel so alone. As we pray for help and guidance, we remember these words from the Bible. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Our God is bigger than our problems. When we focus on God and not our circumstances, we find strength in Christ. The creators of Dear Evan Hansen write, "Let that lonely feeling wash away. There's a reason to believe you'll be okay. When you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand and someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. In the words of Christ, I will ask the Father, and He will give you a comforter to help you and be with you forever. We are not alone. You will be found."
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
It's hard to breathe when all But you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella, 'cause I'm just trying to tell ya that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. If you could see what I see, you'd be blinded by the colors, yellow, red, and orange, and green, and at least a million others. So tie up the bow, take off your coat, and take a look around. 'Cause the sky is finally open, the rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out in the
living in this crazy, mixed up, often callous world, Christians rejoice there is yet another world that can be theirs. The Apostle Peter offers words of encouragement. So, dear brothers, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen, and God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we strive to serve Christ, He welcomes us into His world with arms wide open.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this world of mine. Waiting here with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. welcome to my world. Wait just for you. Welcome to my world.
Among the final words spoken by Jesus as he was dying on the cross, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, which raises the question, in our final moment, into whose hands will we entrust our spirit? Since we never know when, now is the time to place our spirit secure in the hands of Christ. In the words of Allstate,
are you in good hands?
Put your hand in the hand of a man and still the water. Put your hand in the hand of a man who calm the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. I'm putting your hand in the hand of a man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the gal that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of a man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of a man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Pray before I reach the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife, but you do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through. Put your hand in the hand.
To quote Kris Kristofferson, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. To the Christian, freedom in Christ is everything to gain, of living in a world of hope and a promise of eternity with the Lord. When we accept the grace of Christ, we have a new dawn, a new day, a new life, and every reason to let our good feelings soar.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
No matter how far a person can go, the horizon is always just beyond us. Fulfillment in life comes from our encounters with new experiences, and hence there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon. As we seek to find that which lies beyond our sight, each day brings us a new and different sunrise to brighten our lives. It's easy to become discouraged when we see this world falling apart. Jesus cautions us, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In Christ, the day is coming when we'll have a bright new home in heaven, no longer stuck trying to repair a condemned dwelling.
This old house wants to my children, this old house wants to my wife. This old house was the home and comfort as we fought the storm for the life. This old house was the ring of the laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't gonna leave this house no longer, ain't gonna leave this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to let the hymns, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna leave this house no longer, time to get ready to get the
This old house is a getting shaky, this old house is a getting old. This old house lets in the rain, and this old house lets in the cold. All my knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain. Cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the same.
Now my old hound dog lies asleep and he don't know I'm gonna leave. Tells me to wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over, I ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. He built and brought in the chariot when the wind blew down the door. I ain't gonna need this house no longer, I ain't gonna need this house no more.
It's been said, night can never defeat the sunrise. Whatever darkness we face, the rising sun reminds us of an ever-present, almighty God who will lift us above these troubling times.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Dear Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do.
The words of Jesus. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for them. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. And Jesus asks, if a man owns 100 sheep, and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99? To look for the one that wandered off. Jesus knows each of us. He died for us. And when life gets us down or we stumble, Christ will find us and carry us safely home.
When you can't walk and there's chains round your soul, the burden's too heavy and you've run. When your heart's screaming out. carry you.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.